UPS lays off 100s of workers in Biden's hometown Scranton. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 2, 2021. UPS is laying off hundreds of workers in Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Louisville, Kentucky, and President Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. UPS is transitioning some of the work currently done at one of our global business services offices in Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Louisville, Kentucky, and Scranton, Pennsylvania to another location, UPS said. We are having one-on-one meetings with the affected employees to discuss their next steps with the company, which includes the opportunity to apply for open positions at UPS. 232 employees will work through the holiday season until their final day of work on February 25. This layoff will be permanent, and bumping rights, that is, the right to avoid termination by displacing another employee, do not exist, UPS said in a letter to affected employees. Employees told local news outlets they feel like we don't matter and that it is just a terrible blow for those who have worked for the company for years. As Newswatch 16 reported, the employees at the UPS facility in Dunmore we talked to wanted to remain anonymous, but they said they feel like they are being used for the company's busiest time of year before the layoffs take effect. Jim Bognett, a candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, expressed his support for Pennsylvanian workers on Twitter. I will fight for the workers of Northeast Pennsylvania, Bognett tweeted. UPS should be embarrassed to announce their shameful plan to lay off 232 hardworking employees. Unfortunately, layoffs, inflation, and misery are all too common in Joe Biden and Matt Cartwright's America, Bognett said in a statement. When I'm in Congress, I'll fight for the workers of Northeast Pennsylvania. I will fight to cut regulations and help businesses grow. Scranton Joe Biden and lapdog Matt Cartwright have let down the people of Lackawanna County that they claim to represent, Bognett said.